Hi, I'm Thomas Groendijk and I'm an integration MVP from the Netherlands. And I'm going to talk about how you can debug an API app remotely in Azure. So first, a small introduction about myself. I live in the Netherlands and I'm a BizTalk consultant at Motion 10. And Motion 10 is specialized in BizTalk, SharePoint, and BI. I became an integration MVP for the first time in 2014. I write a lot of blog posts about BizTalk and especially about the ESB toolkit. I also created some samples that I posted on MSDM, so they're really nice, check them out. And now I'm moving more to Azure because there's really nice functionality in Azure. So I'm going to talk about remote debugging. It's a really powerful feature, and what you can do is that you can connect Visual Studio to an API app that is running on Azure. And you can do the same things what you normally do when you're running locally on your machine. So you can set breakpoints, manipulate memory, step through the code. And it's available on all tiers. It's important to know that on the free and on the shared tier, you can only have one connection at a given time. So when you are debugging your API app, somebody else cannot connect to it. So that's very important to know. And on the standard tier, you can have up to five connections. Well, it's all about the demo. So what am I going to do in this demo? I already created an API app, and in the app I'm going to retrieve orders that are stored in an Azure SQL database. So first I'm going to test the API app that is locally on my development machine. Well, there you're going to see that everything is running fine. Then I'm going to publish my API app on Azure, and on Azure of course we have an error. And then I'm going to attach the debugger on the API app. I'm going to add some breakpoints. I'm going to debug the API app remotely, and hopefully we're going to see what the error is. So now I'm going to switch to my development machine. So what I said, I already created an API app. So let me show you what I've created. So in the model, we see the properties. So these properties I'm going to retrieve from the Azure SQL database. I also created a get method, what you can execute. So here I'm using a helper class to retrieve the orders from the Azure SQL database. So let me show you the helper class that I've created. So when I go to the helper class, well, it's very small helper class, and what you can see is I'm getting to the database. Retrieve the orders and give them back. So let me test it. So now I'm going to run the API app. So I'm now running it locally on my machine. And what I'm now going to do is go to the test space that is automatically created by Swagger. So when I enter Swagger, I go to the test page, and this test page is automatically created for you, so you don't have to do anything for this. I'm now going to the get methods, so I'm going to retrieve an order. I already attached a debugger. But what you can see is that everything is running fine. So here I see the result. So now I'm on my machine, is everything locally running fine. So now what I'm going to do is we're going to test exactly the same API app in Azure. And I'm using Visual Studio 2015. And when you install the latest SDK, you now have a Cloud Explorer. So in the previous version, you have the Server Explorer. Now it's a Cloud Explorer. You have the same properties. And I already published the API app to Azure. So now what you can do is attach a debugger, but you can also open it in the portal or in the browser. So first, I open it in a browser, and we're going to test if it also runs in RSHARE. So let me again go to Swagger, to the test page. So what I'm now going to do is do exactly the same, and I'm trying to retrieve an order. And what you now see that it doesn't run, so we have an error. If we want to wait, we also see an error message. And I don't know if it's, well, we can wait for it, but. So here we see that an error has occurred. And now the really nice thing is that we're going to debug the API app remotely on Azure. So if you want to debug an API app remotely on Azure, it's important that you publish it and not as a, well, let me show you, that makes it a little bit more easy. So when you publish an API app to Azure and you want to debug it remotely, it's important that the configuration is debugged, because you can also have a release, but if you switch to this option, you're not able to debug your API app. So let me publish it. Let's see what the activity is. So now it's published to Azure. And what you're now able to do is when you go to the Cloud Explorer, you can attach a debugger to it. Well, let me do that. Okay. I already have added some breakpoints, so we don't have to do that anymore. So now I can go to Swagger again. And when I call the method, it's going to stop at the breakpoint. So let me show the methods. So now it stopped, and what we're now able to do is step through the code. So I can now go to the helper class, and we're going to see, we can even add some extra breakpoints. And I already know what the problem is. So what the problem here is that the connection string, and hopefully you're also able to see this, but the connection string points to my local machine. So that's why it doesn't run in the cloud. So if I'm trying to run it, and let's go. And that's why we're having the error. And I also could set our breakpoint in exception class. And then you're really able to see the error. Yeah, so now we're in the exception. And so I think it's too small for the screen, but when you're now in the exception class, you can see that the network error has occurred and it's not able to see, or it's not able to retrieve the connection. Well, let me stop this. So what we now can do is we can go to the portal. First let me show you what I've did, what was wrong. So now I'm in the web.config, and in the web.config you can also see the connection string, and this connection string is running on my local machine. So there are there are two ways to solve this problem. I can change the web.config here and deploy it again. But what I also can do, I can go to the portal and change the configuration string in the portal. So there are two ways to solve the problem. Well, that was my demo. So let's go back to the slide. Well, that's it. So this was my demo. I wanted to show you this because I really like this feature. It's a very powerful feature. So if you have any questions, please let me know. You can send me a message on Twitter, or you can email me. Well, check it out. It's a really nice feature. And well, that's it. Thanks. Cheers.